All right, gotta say, you've got my attention with these articles about Florida's luxury real estate. It's like everyone's suddenly trying to grab their own slice of paradise down there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you see the surge in everything. High-end condos, of course, waterfront estates, sprawling things. And then you have, well, billionaires just setting up shop.
So we're talking mega mansions and billionaires going on shopping sprees. Where do we even start with all this? I mean, we need to figure out what's driving all this craziness, right? Who's behind it? And then what does it mean for Florida's future?
Exactly. And these articles from Pocket Listing Insights, they give us a lot to work with. I mean, a lot of juicy details. So how about we start with, the elephant in the room, the Trump effect?
Okay, so Palm Beach is buzzing, right? Because Trump got reelected, especially international buyers. But is it just like wanting to be near Mar-a-Lago? Or is there something more to it?
Right. It's a good question. I mean, in Palm Beach, contracts for homes over $5 million, they've tripled compared to last year. But it's not just about being close. You know what I mean? Think about it. You have Sean Hannity buys a $14.9 million townhouse right near Mar-a-Lago. So is that purely financial? Or is there this, I don't know, sense of wanting to be part of a certain community, people who think alike? That's what we need to look into.
Wow, you got me thinking now. It's like some kind of club, right? But to get in, you need $5 million. But you said something earlier about this Trump effect, how it's like localized. What's happening in the rest of Florida?
Well, that's what's really interesting, I think. Miami-Dade County, Broward County, they're actually seeing luxury sales go down. And get this, the inventory of those, fancy single-family homes, it's up over 50% in both Palm Beach and Miami-Dade. So it seems like Palm Beach, it's going against the trend, high demand, even though there are more houses on the market.
So Palm Beach is like its own little world then, its own micro market or something. But what about the rest of Florida? We're seeing luxury real estate surge all over the state, right?
Oh, absolutely. West Palm Beach, for example, the price increases year over year, sometimes over 100% for those luxury homes. It's crazy.
Wait, over 100%? Are you serious? Okay, so it's not just a Palm Beach thing. We're talking Tampa, Sarasota, even Miami. Big jumps.
Exactly. It looks like this luxury boom, it's got to be fueled by more than just, the Trump effect, Florida's sunshine, the waterfront locations, and let's not forget the taxes, no state income tax. That's attractive to a lot of buyers.
Speaking of buyers, these articles mentioned a bunch of international buyers. So are we talking snowbirds, investors, or is it something else entirely?
It's kind of a mix. There's a lot of interest coming from Canada, and then Brazil, Venezuela, Argentina, Colombia, and they're drawn to the same things as, well, as the domestic buyers, the climate, the lifestyle. And also, I mean, let's face it, they see a good investment opportunity. They're buying up those multi-million dollar mansions like crazy.
Okay, let's talk mansions. There's one in Manalapan listed for, get this, $285 million, a bowling alley, a car museum. It's insane, like something out of a movie.
I know, right? And the developer, Stuart Satter, I mean, he's known for this stuff, luxury real estate. The mansion, I bet it has a bigger staff than some small towns. But this leads us to another trend, I think, something interesting. Vertical living. Land in South Florida, it's scarce. So instead of building out, they build up.
Ah, so we're talking luxury in the sky. Developments like the Aston Martin Residences, the Turnberry Ocean Club in Miami, amazing views and the amenities. Probably rival five-star hotels, like living on a luxury cruise ship, but all the time.
Exactly. But here's what's really interesting. You see these brands like Mercedes-Benz, they're expanding into residential real estate. They're building another tower in Miami's Bruchel district. And they're following, Bentley, Porsche, Aston Martin. They're all building branded residences in Miami. It's a trend.
So instead of just selling cars, now they're selling a whole lifestyle. Buy the condo and you buy the whole brand experience. I mean, is this just a fad, or are branded residences here to stay?
That's the big question, isn't it? But before we get into that, we got to think about the other side of this boom. Even in paradise, you have problems. Florida's construction sector, they're dealing with some issues, labor shortages, material costs are through the roof.
Yeah, everything's more expensive these days. So how does that play into these, jaw-dropping prices we're talking about? Is it all sustainable, or is it just a bubble waiting to burst?
Those are questions we can't ignore. And for anyone who's thinking about investing in this market, they gotta be careful. Do your research. You gotta look beyond, the glitz and the glamour. Look at the quality, the construction quality, community features, amenities, everything that goes into the value of what you're buying.
So it's not just about finding the most luxurious penthouse with the best view, right? You have to understand the market, the challenges, and what represents, real value for what you're paying. Okay, I'm hooked. Let's dig into some of these luxury developments, see what they tell us about Florida's market. How about we start with the Paragon Miami Beach?
Perfect choice. The Paragon, it's a great example of what we've been talking about, this trend towards vertical living and, of course, the amenities, those over-the-top amenities. It's like a snapshot of what's happening in Florida right now. Plus, it has this massive construction loan behind it, $390 million. So you know it's serious business.
All right, I'm ready. Tell me everything.
The Paragon, it really does. It shows everything we've been talking about, you know, high-end development in Florida. Let's start with, I mean, where it is, location, 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 right? Prime Miami Beach, right on the ocean, those views, panoramic, exactly what everyone wants.
So we're talking like unobstructed views of the Atlantic, no looking into your neighbor's balcony.
Exactly. And the developers, Mass Capital and Starwood Capital Group, they didn't hold back, you know? The architect, Ome, renowned.
And the interiors by Tara Bernard. Talk about style. But let's be honest, it's not just about looks. What about those amenities, the ones we keep hearing about, the over-the-top ones?
Oh, get ready. 40,000 square feet, indoor and outdoor luxury. You got your private oceanfront restaurant, and then a speakeasy curated by a Michelin-starred chef, Sean Hergit. Can you imagine? Fine dining, and you don't even have to leave the building?
Now, that's a luxury. But what about, you know, staying active?
Don't worry, they've got you covered. Fitness center, state-of-the-art, of course. A spa, if you want to, you know, pamper yourself. And, well, we're in Miami, right? You got to have the oceanfront swimming pool. It's, like, mandatory in Miami.
I can practically hear the waves crashing right now just thinking about it. But is there anything else, anything really unique that sets the Paragon apart?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They have a salon, a private one, a playroom for the kids, a screening room, a wine room, and the lobby. Lavish, double-height lounge. It's like a mini city all about indulgence.
Wow, they really thought of everything. No wonder over 75% of the units are already sold. Even with those, you know, those prices starting over $10 million.
It tells you something, doesn't it, about Florida's luxury market. People are willing to pay, I mean, really pay, for this lifestyle. The Paragon, I mean, they know their buyer. Someone who wants the best and, well, money's no object.
Okay, so the Paragon gives us a glimpse into the, you know, the high end. But let's zoom out for a second. Think about the bigger picture. What's really driving this boom? Economically, I mean.
Well, we talked about it. Remember, international buyers, they're a big factor, putting a lot of money into the market. They like the stability of the U.S. The taxes are good. And of course, that Florida lifestyle, can't beat it.
And Florida, it has that reputation, right? Business friendly, attracts investment, creates opportunities.
Exactly. So it's like a combination, makes Florida very appealing for people, for businesses.
But let's not forget, Florida is, I mean, it's Florida. The weather, the beaches, the whole vibe, it's attractive, especially if you can afford it.
You're absolutely right. It's a powerful mix. Economics, lifestyle, even a bit of, well, political influence. But does it mean the boom's here to stay? Some experts, they're worried, you know, think it might not last.
You mean like a bubble that could burst? That's a scary thought.
Yeah, it's a debate worth having for sure. Some people, they think Florida's fundamentals, they're strong. The demand for luxury, it'll keep going up. Others think, well, they think we're headed for a correction. Who knows? Only time will tell. But one thing's for sure, Florida's luxury market, it's a force to be reckoned with.
And it's having a ripple effect, right? Across the whole state. It's not just fancy condos.
Absolutely. All this wealth, all this investment, it creates jobs, it boosts the economy, even leads to infrastructure improvements, you know? It's impacting everyone in Florida, not just the ultra wealthy.
That's an important point. So we've got this economic engine running full speed ahead. But who are the people, you know, fueling it? Who are these luxury buyers?
Well, we know a lot of them, they're international, looking for that piece of the Florida dream, attracted to the stability, the tax benefits, the upscale lifestyle. But it's not just them. Plenty of domestic buyers are also, I mean, they're driving this market too.
So Americans are packing their bags, heading to Florida. Are they retirees looking for sunshine, entrepreneurs chasing opportunities? Or what?
It's a mix, really. Yeah, you've got your retirees wanting to enjoy those golden years, right? And then entrepreneurs, they like Florida's business environment. And then some people, they just want to change, a different pace, a more, well, luxurious lifestyle.
So a diverse group, different reasons, but they all want the same thing, luxury. And they're finding it in Florida. Beachfront condo, sprawling estate, sky eye, pet house, whatever it is.
Exactly. And here's something else, something interesting. Younger generations, they're starting to, well, enter the luxury market.
Hold on, younger generations. I thought luxury was for, you know, the older crowd, the ones who are more established.
Traditionally, yeah, you're right. But millennials, Gen Z, they're coming into wealth earlier. Tech startups, inheritance, things like that. And their priorities, they're different. They want home order, tech savvy. Sustainability is important to them. And they want communities, you know, vibrant, walkable communities.
So it's not just about, like, a big house with a pool anymore. It's about a home that reflects their I don't know, their values, their lifestyle.
Exactly. And developers, they're catching on. They're putting in smart home technology, sustainable materials, and the amenities. More community focused. It's a whole new segment of the luxury market, catering to a younger buyer, someone who's more, well, discerning.
Okay, so we've talked about the paragon, the economic forces behind all this, and the, well, the changing face of the luxury buy. But what about West Palm Beach? We haven't really talked about that much.
Ah, yes. West Palm Beach, it's having its own boom, you know, partly because of that Trump effect we talked about. But it's more than that. West Palm Beach, it's got a beautiful waterfront, a downtown that's really thriving. Arts and culture are growing. It's got a lot going for it.
So it's got its own appeal, totally separate from any political connections. And it's attracting those luxury buyers too, right?
Oh, yeah, big time. The prices in West Palm Beach, they're jumping like crazy. And the demand, it just keeps going up. There's even a rumor, I don't know if you've heard it, that Elon Musk is looking at a penthouse at the Bristol, $100 million.
Wait, Elon Musk. Now that would be huge, not just for Musk, but for West Palm Beach. It would put it on the map as a luxury destination.
Exactly. It would show that West Palm Beach, it's playing in the big leagues, you know, could attract even more high profile buyers, investors. Definitely something to watch.
So we've covered Palm Beach, Miami, now West Palm Beach, but Florida's a big state. What about other areas? What's happening elsewhere?
Tampa, Sarasota, they're seeing a lot of growth too. Prices going up, demand surging. They offer a different vibe than South Florida, but they're just as attractive to luxury buyers.
So what's the draw? What's pulling people to those areas?
Well, Tampa, it's got that urban core, very vibrant, and the tech scene there, growing like crazy. Sarasota, it's known for arts and culture and, well, those beautiful beaches, both places. They offer a more, you know, laid-back lifestyle compared to the hustle and bustle of Miami.
So when we talk about Florida's luxury boom, we're really talking about the whole state, a statewide phenomenon.
Exactly. And it's constantly changing, you know, evolving, expanding, and new hotspots popping up all the time.
And all this is shaped by so many things, economics, demographics, politics, people's lifestyles.
It's fascinating, isn't it, to see how luxury is evolving, but this is just the beginning. It'll be interesting to see how this market keeps adapting.
Will the boom keep going? Or will we see that correction? Which areas, I mean, which ones will be the next luxury havens? How will these new luxury buyers, you know, the changing demographics, how will they shape the market?
All great questions. And to answer them, we need to dig a little deeper, look at some specific trends. How about we start with Manalapan? It's becoming like a billionaire's playground.
Oh, Manalapan. That's where that crazy $285 million mansion is, right? But it's more than just one mansion, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Manalapan, just south of Palm Beach, it's becoming one of the most exclusive places in the whole country. Privacy, security, amazing beaches, those incredible waterfront estates. It's a billionaire's paradise. You've got people like Larry Ellison, Sean Hannity. They already live there, calling Alapan home.
And Stuart Satter, right? The one behind that $285 million mansion, bowling alley, car museum. It's hard to even imagine that level of, I don't know, luxury.
It's like a dream, but Manalapan, it's not just an election of, you know, extravagant homes. It's a community. It attracts a certain type of buyer, someone who values, I think, privacy and exclusivity above everything else.
So no for sale signs at every corner?
No way. Everything's very discreet, under the radar, word of mouth, connections. That's how real estate works in Manalapan. It's part of the appeal, I think, especially for the ultra wealthy. They want to, I don't know, disappear. Enjoy their wealth in peace.
It sounds like its own little world, really. So while Manalapan might not be as, I don't know, as buzzy as Palm Beach or Miami, it's definitely a place to watch.
Oh, absolutely. It's like a mini version of what we're seeing all over Florida. Prices going up, demand going up, and more appeal to, well, the ultra wealthy. It shows you that luxury. It's constantly changing, redefining itself. What was once considered extravagant, well, now it's becoming normal.
It's like Keeping Up with the Joneses, but for billionaires.
Exactly. Now, before we move on, there's another trend we got to talk about, branded residences. We touched on it earlier, but it deserves a closer look, I think.
Right. The idea of living in a, you know, a Mercedes-Benz building or a Porsche building, it's intriguing. But what does it really mean? Break it down for me.
It's fascinating, really. Branded residences, they're developments, residential developments, but they're associated with a luxury brand. Fashion, cars, even hotels, you know, they offer buyers, I think, a sense of prestige, exclusivity, and a taste of a certain lifestyle.
So it's more than just a fancy logo slapped on the building. You're buying into an experience, right? A brand experience, a whole way of life.
Exactly. Think about the Porsche design tower. They have this Desivator, right? Lifts the residents and their car straight up to their apartments. Or the Aston Martin residences, those Biscayne Bay views, they're amazing. And then there's Armani Casa residences. Armani, the fashion icon, partnered with the developer related group. Miami is becoming like a hub for these branded experiences.
It's like a who's who of luxury brands all fighting for their piece of the real estate pie. But why are they so eager to get into real estate? Is it just about, you know, making more money?
Well, profit's a part of it, for sure. Luxury real estate, it's very profitable, high margins. But it's also about, I think, expanding their brand, reaching new customers, and creating something, you know, tangible, something that expresses their brand's values, their aesthetic. It's about immersing buyers in a complete brand experience.
Those are win-win, right? The brand gets more exposure, more profits, and the buyer, well, they get to live that luxury lifestyle they've always dreamed of.
Well, it's a win-win if you can afford it. Let's not forget, branded residences, they're not cheap. But for those who are looking for the, I don't know, the ultimate in luxury and exclusivity, it's tempting, for sure.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot today. Mega mansions, branded residences, international buyers, millennials looking for a new kind of luxury. But one thing's been constant. Florida's luxury boom. It's huge.
It's mind-blowing, really. Billions of dollars pouring in. Prices are through the roof. It's attracting attention from, I mean, all over the world.
But with all this growth, all this excitement, there are some big questions. Is it sustainable? What happens in the long term to Florida's economy, its social fabric? Is this boom good for everyone? Or is it just widening the gap between the rich and, well, everyone else?
Those are big questions. Important ones. We need to think about them carefully.
And as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I think it's important to, you know, give our listeners something to think about. If you're thinking about investing in Florida real estate, do your research.
Definitely. The market's hot, but it can change quickly. Be aware of the risks and the rewards.
And remember, luxury, it's personal. What's luxurious for one person might not be for another. So find what, you know, what really speaks to you. Create your own version of the Florida dream.
Well said. Okay, so I think that wraps up this part of our deep dive into Florida's luxury real estate market. Hope you've enjoyed this little glimpse into the world of, well, high-end living.
And we encourage you to, you know, keep exploring this market. It's fascinating. It's always changing. It's always something new to discover.
Until next time, happy diving.